views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer, Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so sexy, and very loved people. I sort of inverted those, didn't I? Hi, how are you? How is your first year in, first week, hang in there, I'll get it, into 2016? It's interesting. It seems to be a real duality going on. Half the people I talk with go, oh, my God, everything's broken over, blah, blah, blah. And the other half going, boy, lots of challenges, you know. And I have to say that I am experiencing a little of both. So, you know, who's the catalyst here? Me. Who's the catalyst in your life? You. Who's the creator? Who's the one who's setting the pace, right? So I've got some really interesting information for you, new information, which is always really exciting to me. If you feel like you're going to want to talk to the channel today, please press 1 now so Stephen can get you in the lineup. Okay, first new piece of information. You know, we were given this new direction of energy that we merge our whole and open heart with our entire brain. So let's start this radio show out today by directing that. I am my whole open heart merged with my entire brain. Now, what information that brought in, I'm telling you, these half-hour privates are just, oh, my God, we're like in overdrive how much we're covering in this little 30 minutes. I'm really beginning to wonder if we even need a 50-minute session at all anymore. So the information that this brought in was, now that we know we're dealing with the whole brain and directing that, they wanted us to know that that includes past lives. That includes our brain at conception. Now, we don't even really have a brain at conception, but we have the energy and memory of the brain that is being developed, along with all the energetic things that the fetus is taking on through the umbilical cord of her mother and her father and the energy around it. So that's pretty staggering when we're bringing in our whole brain, meaning from any time and all times we've had a brain and in the times that we've been developing the brain. Okay, they want to talk about respect. Respect is part of self-love, and self-respect to be heightened. We need to consciously start looking at everywhere that we can create the experience of respect for ourselves. And that means all sides and all parts of us. If all sides and all parts of us are not respected, then they can't work together and they can't integrate as a whole. So we are claiming right now around I am the respect of all parts of me, of all parts of us, of all parts of all energy, directing that they work together and integrate as a whole, and we are claiming our whole open heart merged with our whole brain around this. You can't love yourself if you don't respect yourself. And you can't respect yourself if you don't love yourself. So I will, well, they're saying this entire year and forever, be talking around self-love and about self-love, because that is the core of shifting everything in our world, everything. We shift ourselves, we shift our world. So expect respect. I like that. It's catchy. It's a catchy phrase if you want to write it down and put it around. Write it down and put it around. Expect respect. I'm just a little poet here today. So from yourself, from others, and the world. Sorry, I was trying to read my writing here at the wee hours that they gave me that extra piece. They also want to talk about expectation, guys. There are two sides of expectation. Expectation, the way a child expects a toy when he sits on Santa's lap, is positive expectation. There's no doubt. There's a lot of joy. I put in my order. It's going to come. And then there's the expectation that can actually limit your creation. Like one of the examples they love to use there is a budget. A lot of us subconsciously, when we're living, quote-unquote, on a budget, we kind of don't realize that we're saying, well, this is all I need, so this is all I need to create to get by. And we expect then to create that, but we're only creating to get by. So it's expectation without being tied to the outcome. So we're going into knowing, not hoping, right? When a kid sits on Santa's lap, he doesn't hope that Santa's going to come through for him, you know. He trusts Santa to do that. So he puts in his order, and then he lets go. And that's the highest way expectation and creation can work for us. If you didn't hear my prediction show for Jennifer McLean, go back to my e-blast and click on the link. It was a staggering show for me. And shocking. It was shocking, the information that they brought through. And, of course, it all comes back to the world is a matrix. Pick a door, any door. The door you pick and you choose and you focus on is the door that creates your reality. The door that creates the reality for the hundredth monkey, for the majority of the energy in the world, is the door that will create the world. So you start with you, and you create your world as fully and completely in divine love as you can, and that affects, and we're not quite there yet, but we're almost there. And when we get to the hundredth monkey, which again is the majority of the energy joining in and knowing and creating with divine love, then we have a year of 2016 in miracles. So it's quite a staggering show. It's free, so I invite you to go listen to it. Okay, another piece of new information. The frequency of 177, it represents the full expression of who I am. Let me say it again. The frequency of 177 equals and represents the full expression of who I am. So when we claim I am the frequency of 177, we are claiming I am the full expression of who I am. Remember years ago, and that's what the symbol and the formula represent that you hear me using all the time, which is available at imdwallace.com. That's what was given to us, that there were three languages emerging. One of numbers, which we call numbers, which is really frequencies. One of symbols, and one of words. And the language of words is the one with the most limitation because it has expectations and memories connected with it more than the others. Okay, I want to invite everybody on the 20th to join me for our first webinar of the new year, Train the Brain for Success. Dana Wild is going to be with us. I love this woman. She has got one of the most fun ways to teach you how to choose and focus. I'm going to be channeling for everyone your highest claim for 2016 here. And then she's going to show you how to create what she calls a rant around it. It's so much fun, I can't even tell you. She's got, you know, a free gift for you, and it's just going to be a great webinar. I love this woman. She walks the talk. And I have some beautiful news to share with you around Bupalapalu. Bears are selling, yippee, and, you know, we have the nonprofit arm so people can tithe to it up now. And we just got a beautiful tithe from the Centers for Spiritual Living. And I have been joyfully getting to talk to a lot of different organizations to see if they're a good match with the bear so that we can get these little guys out to children everywhere across the nation that are so needing these really positive messages at a time in their lives when they may be very challenged. So my great gratitude to the Centers for Spiritual Living across the country. If you know of any place you think I should check out, someone emailed me in a place up Northern California. I'm already in conversation with them. And somebody in Kansas City and somebody here in California. I'm talking with First Five. If you're in California, you probably are aware of First Five around really affecting a child's first 5 years. So it's really exciting, guys. We're walking our talk and we're getting this little guy out. If you feel so inclined to tithe to them, if you go to BupaBear.com, you can order the bear for a child or the child within you or a loved one, and you can donate to get some of these bears out to children in need. Okay, yes, we can go to the calls. Interesting, everything's balanced already around what we talked about. Huh, well, that's cool. All right, we're going to start with Mike in Connecticut. Hi, sweetheart. Mike, you on? Hello? Well, okay, I'm going to have to run on. I will try to come back to you. Miss Patty in Santa Monica. Hi, you're on, sweetheart.
Hi.
Hi.
So funny, Dee. I ordered one of the bears for me, and this morning I woke up and I was dancing in my kitchen. I'm like, that's weird. I never do that. And I just ran to the bear and squeezed the hand. It says, I love to dance.
I love
like,
it.
Okay, that's interesting. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
my
I use the bear all the time. To get rebalanced. So the kid in me loves the bear. Hey, Patty.
I do too, but also I connect with you.
Oh, well, thanks. Well, it is my voice. But thank you. Yeah, well, I think in basically what we're saying is we're all connecting with love because, we can't ever be disconnected from each other's love, not in this community.
No, but I feel, every time I squeeze the hand, the little Patty in me just, like, it gets activated. I love it.
It's funny because I can hear it in your vibration, Patty. Your vibration is very different today than it usually is when you call in. And that's a good comment. So what can we help you with today?
Okay, this is a year of completion. And Doreen Virtue talks about what was going on in 2007. 2007 wasn't, it was an interesting year. I got laid off from a great job, and I wanted to know what the completion is.
I think the completion, okay, this is the highest thing, the completion is letting go of the fear of that. You know,
the fear of
being let go.
Hmm.
The fear of it's not going to be here, or I'm not going to be loved, or they're not going to be there for me. The highest thing is the fear of not being loved, Patty. And
okay.
Loved includes being respected, being honored. That they know your self-worth. Because there's a fear you've carried around that, and it pushed a button in you that happened when you were 3 years old with your mom. Anything come up
okay.
when I say that?
Not exactly. I know something happened at age 2 with my dad, but I know it affected my mom in some
okay,
way.
Okay, go there. What happened?
My dad touched me inappropriately, and I think that my mom knew it.
Okay, so the highest word they're giving me now is abandonment.
Okay.
It's the fear that you're going to be abandoned in so many ways that it goes into all different parts of your life, honey, all different subjects in your life, this fear of
okay.
abandonment. The respect for you was abandoned in that moment. Your mother not doing anything about it was abandoned. Do you understand?
Yeah.
So, and if you look back on your journey with this community and all the work that you've done, it includes abandonment of self, right?
Right.
Which, which we all have to complete, guys. Anytime we allow ourselves to go into fear and anger and judgment and all that, we're abandoning the self. Of our higher self, of our authentic self, right? So, yeah, let's complete that. Let's say it is completed, you know?
Oh, good.
It's Yay! Already done.
Amen.
Amen. So how did your last job go? Because that's what you called in last time.
That went well, and I was hoping that it would lead to something else. And
it will.
And then I got, oh, good. Good, good, good.
That's what
yes,
they're talking about, expectation. Because through our limited expectation, we go, well, this is the only way that can look, is if they hire me now or this happens or that happens. But that's not how it happens, guys. You just keep putting out love and joy and fun and, expecting that back. And everything you do keeps creating more of that coming back to you. So expect that it is returned to you, but your job is not to go, oh, I'm limiting it by seeing it this way.
Okay.
You got it?
Open to opportunities, yeah. Can I ask one other thing?
Yes.
Do I know that I deserve abundance now?
Damn. It goes to no, Patty.
Okay.
So
okay.
Hold on. There's one more thing you need to get into alignment. Well, and it's around the word expectation. So hold on. You want it, need it, deserve it, attract it, never have a problem with it, are able. It's the able part. You get stuck in, how am I gonna do this? I don't see how I'm gonna create as much as I want or as much as I need.
Okay.
Right? So
yep.
You have to respect and love yourself enough to go, I am able, I'm able to do this, and I'm able to allow it to come in any possible way that it wants to come in.
Open to possibilities, that's my mantra.
Yeah. You bet. That's everybody. You want a great 2016. I'm open to every flipping possibility out there. Bring it on. And
bring it good.
So it is. Jeez.
Thank you so much.
And it's all balance. And this was for everybody. This was really important for everybody, Patty. So thank you. And I love hearing you so up. It just makes my heart just smile, baby. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, Miss Susan in Niagara Falls, what's going on, baby cakes?
I knew you were going to come to me.
Well, you got your wish.
Yep. Well, this first week of the year has been kind of rough, actually, including the last part of the year of last year, too, was rough. I've been really sick a lot lately. Last night was the tops of all being ill.
Okay,
I was in so much pain I couldn't sleep at all.
I want to know for everybody. This is really important because remember in one of the webinars the channel said you got to have enough money and you've got to have really good health so that we can proceed to do the bigger work that we're here to do.
Right.
So I want to go to the immune system. And what Susan's bringing in is the highest thing to get into alignment in the immune system. And I know you keep, they're going to hammer it from every perspective they can. It's love. So, and it's love for the self. If you don't love yourself, you're going to be stressed out. You're going to be in judgment. You're not going to be creating enough. And your immune system is going to crash. So now they want to go to a core belief. Now, Susan is bringing this in, and it's for everybody. Not this page here. Okay, when I'm loved, this is how it's written. When I'm loved, I'm depressed. Now, there's a lot of different words that can be substituted for depressed. When I'm loved, I'm abandoned. When I'm loved, people hate me. When I'm loved, I feel unworthy. I mean, it's been coming in constantly in all of the February specials that I'm doing, these different addendums. So why, Susan, do you get depressed the more you're loved, or the more you love yourself? Why would that depress you?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Well, if we don't feel worthy, if we don't feel worthy, and our focus is continually on loving ourselves, we're going to get depressed because what's going to kick in is I'm not worthy to love myself.
Okay.
And that's the highest, most correct, most complete thing I'm getting for all of our immune systems. I'm telling you guys, and I mean this, I want you to start looking in the mirror every morning, connecting with yourself, opening your whole heart, connect it with your whole brain, and look at yourself and feel how magnificent you are. Just stand there and connect with yourself and go, good morning, Susan. Good morning, Dee. You're awesome. And I'm feeling your awesomeness. And I'm feeling your magnificence. And I'm feeling the permission that God has given me to love me as much as I'm supposed to love the one energy. And I'm going to stand here and I'm going to feel it. And I'm going to be filled up with it. Start practicing the muscle of self-love. Train it. Train it. Know that you're worthy of it, guys. That moment, I'm telling you, that moment at Circle of Miracles where if I hadn't pulled myself back, I would have broken into sobs. When they took over my body and gave me literally the experience of worshiping myself as the Christ child was worshiped by the wise men. I talk about it now and I can remember that moment in front of all those people where they said, when, oh, when will you allow yourselves to love yourselves as much as Christ? Where is your Christ consciousness? And that's your answer, Susan. Quit fighting the magnificence that you are. Quit looking for how the world isn't worshiping and honoring you.
Okay.
And I'm talking to everybody, including myself. We have got to know how special we are in 2016. That's what it's all about. And now we're being asked to balance. So we're invoking the symbol and the formula. The violet flame, the golden light, I am divine love around all of this. And the merging of my whole heart and whole brain knows this fully. And so it is. That's all.
Okay.
That's it. Thank you, Susan. That was beautiful. Thank you, sweetheart.
Thank you.
Oh, my goodness, guys. Let me try Mike again. Are you on yet, dude? Hello, Mike? Hello, hello. Okay, well, Mike's not there. You're here in spirit with us. Miss Karen in Canada. Hi, baby. What's up?
Hi, dude. Oh, that's so, I just got shivers. I was just saying, with my past, I lost a little brother to suicide over a girl when he was 19, about 30 years ago. And New Year's Eve, I just found out I lost another one over a girl. And now his little sister, who's my little sister, is talking suicide. And my son almost, but he got help. So I'm just not sure how to, what this all means and how to.
Good God. Okay. Yeah. Well, there must be a great gift because this show is about breaking through. Everybody can see that already. As you know, my father also committed suicide. So let's get to the core. Well, the first thing they're giving me is there is no greater example of lack of self-love than taking your own life. So to know that they're in pain, and I swear to God, you guys, they're showing me the bear. So what does the bear stand for and what is its purpose is to teach children's brains and energy and hearts at a very early age the value and the worth of who they are so that they don't have to go looking for it like we're doing. They don't have to find it again. They have it instilled so fully in them. Suicide would never be an option. So we have to understand that these people who are taking themselves out of this world are in so much pain because they cannot experience how incredible they are. They cannot experience what they are here and that they are here to add to the world. And they can't experience loving and honoring themselves. The channel wants to be very clear about anyone that has or is dealing with suicide. A person does not kill themselves because of another person. So your declaration that they killed themselves because of a girl is how it appears. That may have been the catalyst, but why they killed themselves was because they didn't love and honor who they were.
And it's funny, his name was Mikey. That's why when you kept calling Mike, I thought that was really interesting. And you're so right, because I've said right from my little brother to my son, that these are beautiful, beautiful souls that from the year of 1 to 5 years had experienced, they were in situations where they weren't taught about their self-love. Like, you know, and I have one of your bears and I gave it to my granddaughter because I felt that I feel very strongly and have always been reconfirmed through you how important the first 5 years are for children, and have experienced that myself. And what you said was so true that, you know, when I heard the news, my heart went out to the girls, because I knew that there was nothing that they could do that would ever fill that hole. They had put their value and their self-worth in this other person, but it had nothing to do with that.
Yeah.
It was,
you know,
nothing would fill that hurt.
That's one of the biggest things I got out of EST, which was a very big self-realization program in the 80s. And they talked about suicide, and they said suicide is the ultimate FU to everybody that's left. Because we live with the guilt. We accept the guilt, and we accept the responsibility, and we say we should have been able to do something. But the truth is, if somebody doesn't want to be here and love themselves, nothing you can do can change that until they decide they want to shift. It's the same thing with an alcoholic. Nothing you can do is going to save them until they decide to save themselves. And that's all about knowing their worth again. Okay. So go ahead.
So my little sister she's in her 30s and she's got little children, and she just posted that Mike beat her to it, and they had a childhood plan, and that she hated her life, and I'm trying to reach out to her because she knows that I was one person in her world that loved her and Mike, and it's like, now what's my role here? How do I
teach her to love herself? That's the question you ask the universe. How can I help her love herself? Show me that, because that's your intention, Karen.
Okay. That was so beautiful.
You know, not to live her life for her, take it over for her, but how can I look at the beautiful children she created? How magnificent are mothers and fathers who create these beautiful little beings and bring them onto the earth? Start there.
Okay.
Okay.
God bless you. And everything you said to Patty just hit me, just brought me right out of it. So thank you. Out of the grief.
You going into the victimness, Karen, will not serve her.
Okay.
You know, you going into your power and the power of love, that will serve her big time.
Thank
you. But groveling with them only exacerbates the dramatic role that they get into.
Yeah, it's amazing how you go into shame that you weren't there and you didn't do enough.
That's what I mean.
And I stopped myself and thought, wait a minute, you know, now I'm just participating in that energy.
Good for you. That just raises the victim vibration for everybody, for all energy. Stay powerful and stay in love. Thanks for calling in, sweetheart.
Thank you. Love you. Love everyone.
Love you.
Bye.
Miss Denise in California, what's up?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. I'm a first-time caller, so
a virgin. We have a virgin on the phone. We have a lot of fun with first-time callers. I hope it's okay with you, Denise. What can we help you with, baby?
Well, the last few weeks, my lower spine has just been itching uncontrollably, just horribly. And I think I may know what it is. Confirm that and just see if there's some message for me about it.
Yeah, there's a male in your life, and you've taken on a lot of his load. And you are itching to put it down.
Oh.
Who am I talking about?
Well, my mother passed away a few months ago at 97, and
God love her.
Yes, and she left an inheritance, and my older brother was a trustee, and he was just really kind of nasty.
Yeah.
And
first word I heard was son. So,
what did you hear?
I heard son. So it's not your son; it's her son.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, he he was being nasty to me, and then my son was being nasty to me too. And so I felt like I was in the middle of people. I think people just act crazy when there's money and inheritance.
Oh,
and
my God. Let me tell you, I have never seen, when my mom died, it floored me, the parts of my family that came out.
Yeah, I never dreamed. I never dreamed. I thought that would never happen. I have a loving family, and I never dreamed. But I think there was a lot of energy the last few months. I just felt in the air, and I think everyone just had a lot of stuff come up, you know, including myself about money, you know.
That's a true statement. Let's see what the highest thing is that you're supposed to get out of this, that you were supposed to learn from this, okay?
Yes, yes.
Give me a song, baby, any song that comes in.
Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds.
Okay. All right. Well, the first place I go to around this is drugs. Are there drugs involved anywhere here?
No.
You're positive. People don't need money for drugs.
Money for drugs. Well, I don't know about my sons. I have twin boys, about 27, so I don't know.
Okay. Now we're going to core belief. Bear with me because there's a chain of breadcrumbs here. This page. Here. I'm scared to death to go. Okay. All right. So now comes in the information. The drug is money. The drug itself is money. Okay. So I'm scared to death to go where? Into money? No. I'm scared to death. Okay. That's the highest, most correct, most complete. I'm scared to death to go into the addiction of money. Okay. So that's kind of what this is bringing up, isn't it? People that are addicted to money and the need for money and the want for money, and now they're showing me the Powerball in California. So go ahead.
Well, the last 10 years, I've always been okay with money, but the last 10 years has been a struggle, and it's almost like I did it on purpose to get away from money, and I would just bring enough along just to get along, and I didn't want to have anything to do with money. I kind of felt it was bad, but then after 10 years or so, I just got sick and tired of trying to struggle, you know, the worrying going along with it, and then I inherited this money, and now I guess I'm wondering how I'm going to do with it, you know, whether I'm going to do good things. And
after we had this conversation, do you see what you're supposed to learn about yourself and money? So I'm afraid of how I'm going to handle the money, so I've kept money away from me for 10 years, and then I got sick and tired of it, which created an energetic shift, and now I, you know, have inherited this money, but now I'm afraid I'm going to misuse this money, you know, and the same thing is going on with them, but they're playing it out in different ways.
So
there is a genetic belief.
Mm-hmm.
And again, my channel says genetics is a belief that we all agree to believe, right?
Mm-hmm.
Cancer runs through the family. Okay, I'll believe that, and so I'll create cancer. All right,
mm-hmm.
So you guys believe that there is a fear of the addiction for money, and that can play out in a lot of different ways. I better get more than the other person because I'm not going to get enough. Oh, I better not take as much because I'm afraid I'm not going to use it. oh, we're going to have to battle each other for this because they're mm-hmm. more addicted than I am. You know,
yeah.
there's a thousand ways it can play out. But what it yeah. Is the addiction to that ride of having money and not having money.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you create, you're creating some kind of addictive behavior around it. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
Okay. Uh-huh. So what you want to know is I'm a conscious person, and I'm a conscious person that takes responsibility and loves myself, so I make the best choices for myself possible. Mm-hmm. And I know and choose and direct me to use this money in the wisest, most loving way for me that I can.
Yes,
that
yes.
Means,
I truly feel that. The few months that we've been going through the legal stuff, I'm really glad with the delay on the money because it's given me a lot of time to think about the
yeah.
good things I want to do with it and the enjoyment I can bring others and that I don't need it. I don't need it, but it's going to be a wonderful frosting to my life, you know.
Well, you don't have to need it, but you sure can want and appreciate it.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And
of course,
celebrate
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
So,
but it's not a desperate thing that I, you know, it's something that it's going to bring joy. That I'm
good.
Feel.
That's
yeah.
a great direction for it. Whatever I do with this money,
yes,
me joy, and you can bring
uh-huh.
you joy by bringing other people joy, and
yes,
so bring you joy by giving to yourself.
Yes. Yeah.
Did you hear me?
Do I? Yes.
Okay.
Do I have shingles?
No.
I don't.
Now, I'm
nerves.
Not a doctor, guys. I am
I know,
not a doctor.
I know you're not. I know you're not. But that's
when
what it
I say
like
the energetic basis for shingles is there, I get a no. But if you,
okay, good.
If you, well, shingles represents the money stuff. Whatever, why you're focused on that has to do. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so hang on, because I'm supposed to go to the body book. I never bring them in here, and I was told to bring them in here. Hold on. The body book are these amazing books that I work with. You can actually order them online. They're very expensive, but I've never seen them to be wrong. So I'm going to shingles. Hold on here. Okay. They have a great need and desire for nurturance, protection, and affection. And that's the highest thing that you're supposed to learn from all this money stuff, is to give yourself nurturance, protection, and affection with this money and allow that to be created throughout the family. Claim it
beautiful.
For the family. Okay?
That's beautiful. Yeah,
and
yeah, that's beautiful.
So it is. Okay.
Thank,
glad,
thank
I'm
you
glad
so
you
much.
Brought up that last little piece there. Thank you so
yeah.
much, sweetheart.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Miss Ann in Georgia, what's up, beautiful?
Hi, Dee. I'm flying high today.
Good for you.
Thank you. And I was down in despair yesterday where I didn't want to be here after having a day of that. And I didn't think it was ever going to come back after listening to your call on Jennifer. That was so great. And I thought, I'm home free. And then that came through. But then at the same thing, the night before, I listened to Matt Kahn and I did the I Love Yous. Well, I could not find I Love You for anything the day I was down. Today I woke up and I could let it in. I could feel that little baby being held, loved, nurtured. And I abandoned her a long time ago when I was doing hypnotherapy. Big Ann, and her maid only wants Big Ann, and I left her back there in a hole.
Yes, that's
true. I had to do
a
lot of Ho'oponopono on that and a lot of healing on that. And I did that. And today she's in my arms in the sacred center and feeling loved and focusing on all the positive and not what wasn't there.
Yeah, beautiful. I'm glad you stated that, Anne. And again, I say to everyone, if you're being challenged in any way in breaking through what you want to break through, go back to your child. 7 years old to conception.
Given, way back to conception, I came in at a bad time, unwanted, unloved, and I created that for whatever. But that's why I've been bringing this, you know, how long I've fought with this up, down, and this despair, and why it's coming in stronger and stronger till I get it. And
well, let me speak to why we choose our parents again. Let me remind everybody. You choose your families so that you can learn your greatest shift in this lifetime. So if you needed to learn, I am the captain of my fate, right? I am the one that has to love and nurture me. Nobody can ever take that away from me. Nobody has to love and nurture me for me to love and nurture me. And I'm coming in to learn to do that consistently with all parts of me. Then you will pick a family who can't do that, so that at this point in your life, you can say, oh, I get it. My family couldn't do it, and that's what I'm supposed to do for myself.
And that is exactly what Matt Kahn's is, one I love you at a time. And that is exactly why the despair has come in so strong for me. And that was the one part I couldn't love. You know, I have self-love. I feel good most of the time. And the joy part just wants to leave that part down there under the ocean in its little steel ball. And, you know, I can't say how wonderful it feels to have woken up in that space where that part could feel the love for the
You
person.
Bet, Ann. So can you come forward and make a commitment with me now and hold the intention that you wake up every day like this?
Yes, yes, yes. And
that,
if I don't, I know how to switch it.
Yeah, and it's up to you.
Because it's the expectation that's been sending me down, Dee. When I listen to you, I feel the judgment. I feel the I'm supposed to be here, and the judgment is what's kept me down there.
Yep.
When I wake up, not there. And
good.
So that's why I'm trying to love all parts of me, the part that judges, all of it. Yes.
You bet, because it's all the one energy. It's just, do you understand? She's explaining very well what's going on with all of us, that part of us gets directed one way, and then another part of us gets directed another way, and we're at odds within ourselves, and it appears then like we're at odds with the world. But it's really within ourselves.
When I've been in that place, I just couldn't find the other place. And the fact that I could wake up there and let that in, because it was like why I've always been away from burial and all that, because I feel like I buried that part of me down in the ground. And it
I don't want you to bury it.
I didn't.
Yeah.
I rescued her, and it's not buried anymore, and she can feel whatever she wants. She can do whatever she wants. She blew up the world. She did all of that, and, I mean, she can be ISIS, and I can still love her.
Good.
Yes.
And on that note, thank you for calling in, Ann. You got
thank
it.
Thank you. I got a strong yes I was to call.
Yep.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's always a strong yes if you feel like you want to call. Guys, it's always a strong yes to come in and share in this community. Hey, Kim, what's up?
Hi, Dee. How are you today?
I'm great, baby. How are you?
I'm fine. This has been one hell. Sorry, I didn't mean to say that. One heck call. I'm just listening to it. It's like, wow. I'm like floored.
Well, we say that about a lot of the calls when we all come together, you know, because we come together with an intention of breaking stuff wide open. And then it's just, you know, this new thing with the merge of the whole heart and the whole brain, it's a big thing. What can I help you with today, baby?
Well, I'm waiting to hear back from opportunities. I had 6 interviews in December, so it is possible to get interviews in December.
Okay, they're giving me the word expectation again. Can you let your expectation go?
That's what I'm struggling with because...
Well, don't struggle with it. Just do it.
So just let go of expectations of hearing back from anybody? Is that...
Yeah. I want you literally, every time you feel anxious about it, to look up to the heavens and go, guys, I'm giving it to you. I'm holding divine love around it. You know, come on, create the highest outcome for me, and then let it go. Turn it over.
Hmm.
Turn it over. Turn it over. And that's why the churches teach you to give it to God, because in our language, that takes away the anxiety and the pushing, which creates resistance. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Okay.
So
you did your job. You said, I want to create a great job. I'm
mm-hmm.
going to keep myself in alignment with it. I'm going to feel good about it. I'm going to take action. I went to the interviews. You know,
mm-hmm.
I stayed present, and now I'm going to let it go and give it over. Let the universe create for you.
Okay.
That's the formula, everybody, right there.
So should I not, because with the holidays and all that, should I not, like, send an email going, hey, how you doing? What's
let it
going
go.
On?
Let it
oh.
go. Let it go.
That's interesting.
You know, I used to want to call my agent and go, get some feedback, get some feedback, get some feedback. And finally my agent said, Dee, listen to me. If they want you, they will call. And if they don't, you move on to the next audition.
Yeah, I totally get that.
Okay, well... That's what you have. That's what we all have to apply everywhere in our lives, guys. Everywhere. You know, we know what we want. We feel good. We keep ourselves in alignment. We take action, and then we let go. And if we do that consistently, things will get created. Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Okay, talk to you later. Bye.
All right, baby. All right, Miss Ann in New York, got to get you up real quick, but you're on.
Hi, thank you so much. Happy New Year. And
thank
I just
you.
What is the best message for me today?
They want to know in what subject?
Finances.
Okay. Sheets, book. Give me a movie, please. Any movie.
Any movie. So, I don't remember the title of the movie, but...
What was it about?
He was a double agent, and...
Okay. All right. Got it. So, you have two conflicting beliefs about money. You like it, and you don't like it at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
Is that true?
True.
Okay. And back to Kim's phone call that we just had.
Yeah.
You see, you like it. We all like it. We all want it. We all go, oh, wow, life would be... really great, and then we either go, well, you know, and one of our other callers, sorry, I can't remember, I'm in the channel, who it was right now, you know, about the inheritance, right? And then we get angry. Money creates anger. Money creates judgment. What if I don't get it? I don't like it because I don't have it. And then you start pushing. So... You've got, every part of your being has to love money.
Okay.
You see, think of money, everybody when you get off, think of money as a divine relationship.
Okay.
Okay? If you want to create a divine relationship with a guy, you don't go, hi, I really want a relationship, but I'm going to sit here and judge you first. That you know, he's going to walk the other way.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Money's the same thing. Every part of you has got to love and accept money. So start looking. There's a message from your mother. What was your mother's message about money?
Work, 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 work.
Okay. and you hate to work.
Because I worked, and the money just went. Something else needed to be used with that money. Like, I didn't get to play with it. I didn't get to go on vacation with it. I didn't get to enjoy it.
That's because you have the belief that you have to keep working.
Yeah.
For the money.
Yeah.
So when money equals an equal balance of work and play,
mm-hmm.
then you'll be creating the money and the way you get to use the money. You see, that's a choice. And they're saying, how high are your charge cards right now, Anna?
Oh, they're at the top.
Okay. So you see, you keep using money without respect. You're not respecting money. If you don't respect your beloved other, they're going to walk away.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be turmoil. There's going to be unhappiness. There's going to be unrest. Mm-hmm. Money is the same way.
Right.
So back to respect, you've got to respect yourself in your use of money
mm-hmm.
and your creation of it. All right, so this should be enough information, dude, to get you thinking about how you're handling everything here, right?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So around everything we've talked about today, guys, we're invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. Our open whole hearts are merged now with our entire brain to create the explosion of opening around everything we've talked about. I am divine love. We've opened the flow, be conscious now, be joyful now, feel good, and love yourselves this next week to create what you want. Know that whomever we talked with today, your question was answered. So fall in and go, what was the answer? I know I got it. Until we meet again, love yourselves, and love yourselves more because you know. That's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.